elephant.
It's time to get in the zone.
Oh, my God. The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
5 seconds left in the game. You believe it not? Oh, yes.
The Zone is sponsored by Blast and Brew, Fashion Furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, LLC, and by 10 Tavern.
Swung on, hit the deep center field. Bernie Williams goes back, and it is. Get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma. It is a grand salami.
It's Friday, and you're in the Zone from Blast and Brew. Here are your hosts, Nick Papagni.
You talking to me?
And Nick Anderson.
You talking to me?
It's time to get in the zone.
What are you worried about? I'm in the zone, man.
And you
are in the zone.
Welcome. We are back live at Blast and Brew, Old Town Clovis. And Nick, it's the Pag Meter, Nick Anderson. If you're joining us again, we took a little time off to find. We're like an old fine wine. We wanted to find a perfect place, and we got it.
Now, you're like the old wine. I'm like a new and improved IPA.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's okay. That's the way I look at it. But that's fine. I mean, it takes a long time to age nice, you know, good, solid wine. And that kind of, you kind of fall into that. But, you know, we've been on location. Seriously, we've been out searching for that right place to where we can hang our hat. Wonderful people, and we are at
Blast and Brew, Old Town Clovis, where Friday nights they have Farmer's Market. It's going to be jamming tonight. But you know what I love? This is my place. My family, the Papagni family, we're here weekly. We love it here. It got the if you're a beer connoisseur, this
IPAs,
is it.
IPAs.
IPAs, this is it for you. They have tri-tip sandwiches off the charts. The pesto, the pasta, it's unbelievable here. You want to come down and hang out with us because we're giving away some San Francisco Giant tickets.
Ooh.
And you want to put your name in the hat right here. You have a chance to win.
Well, I'm putting my name in the hat. I mean, you're talking about two great games, Nick. You're talking about the A's and the Giants.
Oh, that's always a great series.
And the Rockies and the Giants.
Andy Lowe here as well. He's our beer connoisseur today. There's only 38 selections. I don't know. If they don't have it, what's the deal?
Well, 38 selections. So you're talking about craft beer and craft food.
So,
that's
but
their motto
what's
here.
My rule? If they don't have it, you don't need it.
You don't need it.
That's my
and
deal.
And your other motto is everything here is?
The best.
The best.
Giddy up.
Giddy
up. Oh, I know what you're going
you
to.
You knew that. It took you a couple seconds to kind of get there.
Yes.
But I know that you wouldn't trail very long on that.
Well, we're going to have a tremendous show today. We got superstar athletes are going to join us along with George of the Jungle, George Chandler, the longtime assistant coach with the Clovis Cougars, with James Patrick. He's going to join us today as well. We're going to have Claire Tuttle, the state championship in the 200 and the 500, also the relay champion. She's going to join us today. Janessa Jasso, who's only going to be going to Iowa State to play a little softball. She's one of the best pitchers we've ever had in the Valley. She's going to join us, talk about softball. Now, speaking of baseball and softball, Nick and Andy, a lot of changing going on because Hurricane Fifi is supposed to hit the Valley tomorrow. So everything has been moved up. So right now in baseball, if you're just joining us, we have Kern Valley. Let's start with baseball. Division VI baseball, Bishop Union is going to host Foothill. They're not coming to Pete Biden Field tomorrow. That game will be played at Bishop Union tomorrow. Everything will be moved up. The 9:30 game with Chowchilla playing Menachie still on. The 12:30 game with Highland taking on Atascadero at 12:30. And then the Central Section Championship is going to be played at 4 o'clock. The Clovis Cougars and the Frontier Titans. Not an 8 o'clock game because it's supposed to rain somewhere around 3:30. And that being said, it'll probably be sunny and clear tomorrow.
Well, let me ask you a question about all those games you just mentioned. There's a special, special one. They're all special games. But there's that special game that's going to be played in that D1 baseball championship.
And the reasoning behind
that, and you're going to get into that, and that's a special time. And I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb, Nick, and I'm going to say that Bulldog Stadium
is going to be jamming.
Packed.
It really will be because I was at my daughter Alexa graduated today from Fresno State, and I was inside the Save Barn Center.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we're 2 for 2. Now, if anyone ever says, Pag Meter, you're not a Bulldog fan, well, let me listen. I went to Fresno State. My wife Lori went to Fresno State. Gianna graduated from Fresno State, and today Alexa graduated from Fresno State. That's pretty good.
Congratulations, Alexa. Hard work pays off. You are now graduated and off to the better part of your life.
Yes.
Work.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point, because I'm going to get her on the show next Friday. We're going to talk, but she is a marketing genius. And I brought up some ideas. What would you do to try to get some butts in those seats at Fresno State events? And she goes, I'll help you right away. Just for today at St. Mark's Center, it was packed. And I talked to some of the vendors in there. He goes, this is great. We got a packed house. People don't like the seats, of course, because if you're moving around, you the seats are so uncomfortable. So a lot of people. But overall, packed house. Great day graduating at Fresno State. It was a special time, but I don't want to ever hear again that Pagmeter, you don't like Fresno State. No, I support Fresno State better than anybody. We want to figure out, our goal in this show is to pump the Bulldogs and figure out how to get Bulldog fans back in.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I don't know how much time we've spent trying to figure that out. If that was my full-time job, I think I'd be fired by now, because I can't quite figure out exactly how to get people motivated. Because if you look at those sports that are, you know, men's basketball, for example, I mean, they did a wonderful job last year with Coach Hudson. So you would think that with what they accomplished last year, with, I think, what more to come on that, because not exactly his team. He's going to be out recruiting, you know, more of his style of team, but he took a team. And played really well in the Mountain West last year. So with the winning part of it, people always say, well, you got to win to get people in the stands. They did a good job with winning. What happened after that is beyond me. Football's showing up. They've done a good job. So I think I see that climb that Fresno State, they're getting great coaches. They're doing what they need to do. Yeah, there's a few things they got to do on the facility side, but that has nothing to do with the fan base, right? Those are all great venues to watch games currently. So, yeah, it's just a matter of trying to find ways to motivate people and, you know, people that are living there, people that went to school there. Maybe their kids didn't go to school there, but they live in Fresno. How are you going to do that? Fresno State's kind of known as a commuter school. So being a commuter school, a lot of the kids that go there go back home, wherever that beat may be. In some cases, they drive a half hour to 45 minutes to get back home, Nick.
Well, great example. You bring up the students, because I really believe there is zero student body spirit. We said it before. How many times? We're going to say it again. But tonight, when we talk baseball and softball, when you and I and the Rise Show pump up baseball, softball, and basketball, and swimming, and everything else, it's packed. You're going to see more people tonight at Biden Field for San Joaquin Memorial playing the Sanger Apaches than any baseball game at Fresno State played all year. It's just a simple fact, and same thing tomorrow. Same thing with softball. Now, here's my two cents worth, Nick. So we got a tremendous baseball team with a lot of local stars, the Zach Ashfords of the world, the Buchanan Bear, former Buchanan Bear. We got a lot of guys. But I don't think the student body is going to the Bulldog game. I'm talking Buchanan Bear student body and supporting Zach Ashford. The former Buchanan Bears going to Fresno State. So what's the answer? That's what I'm talking about. I think the students, you just said, they're commuters. They're not going. The old Red Wave is somewhere to be found. We can't find them. But everyone's supporting high school sports, and I think it's to help them, you and I and Matt and I on Thursdays.
Yeah, you just got to find those people that fall right in the middle of that. The commuter students that probably have jobs, you know, in the evenings or late in the afternoons. It's tough for them to get back. There's some validity to that for sure. You have the old Red Wave that's still there, but they're kind of sparse a little bit. And that middle portion of those kids that maybe went to different schools, not to Fresno State, but they're back in Fresno. How are you getting those guys to show up to start the next Red Wave? You went to Stanford, let's say. You went to USC, let's say, but you live in Fresno. How are you going to motivate those people to come watch the local sports?
844-940-ESPN is our number. I'd love to hear from the people out there. Maybe the old Red Wave, maybe the Red Wave that are true Red Wavers out there. Where do they think? Because they go to the game. I really feel like when USC plays Fresno State at the Coliseum, you're going to see 15,000 people from Fresno driving to the Coliseum. Those are the true faithful Red Wave fans that go everywhere. I'm not worried about those guys. Those are the best. Thank you for supporting our local sports. It's after that 15,000 people. I really believe when they go to the Bulldog games, those 15,000 plus, Nick, are there to have fun. They're socializing. There's people watching. They don't care if they win or lose. They're just there because it's the thing to do.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, you know, you keep talking about the Big West and you know, that conference that has so many schools that are really good at baseball. And they're so close to Fresno State. And a lot of our kids in the Valley, which we've got one of the best high school baseball programs, I'll just call it programs, because most high school, a lot of great, great athletes come out of the Valley. Well, some of them stay and some of them go. But some of them don't go too far. Like, let's say, for example, Cal Poly, for example, over there. I went to a baseball game the other day against Pepperdine over there.
Last Friday night. Tell me about it.
And it was a wonderful atmosphere. They had this Cruco section where you walk in and you have a ticket for that, so you get in, they give you a voucher for beer, all the beer you can drink until the seventh inning, by the way, right there in the stadium, and then they give away free hot dogs. There's free hot dogs. You got to buy it. You got to have a season ticket holder that has that Cruco badge on that. Walk in, get your beer. You stand in line for the beer. They got a beer garden right there. It's a wonderful place. So that's a track. There was more people standing in line for Cruco than you know, everybody there wanted to be in that Cruco side. So that was the side of the a field that had the most people. And they're currently building an extension on that Cruco side where right now it's outside. They're building this big glass enclosed type of an area out towards left field, Nick, and that's going to be the new Cruco area. So you go inside there, and that's where you get your hot dog and your beer, and you can socialize, high back tables, and underneath there is the team room and all that stuff. So they've kind of got it figured out. I don't know how they're doing it there, but I'm not saying that's going to work everywhere, but it seems like it's working for them over there.
How many people were there?
Oh, there's a lot of people. I can't really estimate that, but
2,000?
I talked to somebody who was there. Oh, yeah. I talked to somebody that was also there for the Fresno State game that was maybe a week or two before that, and they said there's a lot of red there. You know, there's a lot of people that came over for the game.
The faithful Bulldog.
Absolutely, and I think baseball is one of those sports that you're going to find that person that watched that baseball, played baseball at an early age, still enjoy watching baseball, and that's why you continue to get that consistent fan that goes to those games.
Well, this is what kills me. I don't understand why Fresno State baseball, there isn't 2,500 people every game. We're a baseball town, great local players. Softball's doing well. They're starting to recruit local. I get basketball. We don't have a lot of local kids. They're going there because they're basketball fans. But baseball, I just don't understand. Why isn't that place packed?
Well, let me ask you, when you were that stadium, that field, is how old has that been there?
Oh, now you're putting pressure on me.
As long as I've been here, which is 20 something years. So let's say is it safe to say 30 years?
I would say you're pretty close.
Okay. So close to that. Let's say 25, 30 years. I remember when I first moved here and going to a couple of games, and I'm not a baseball fan for the most part. I cover baseball. But I don't necessarily, it's not a sport that I'm going to stand in line to go to. It's just not what I do. But I remember there being, just like the Bulldog Stadium, it goes back to your Red Wave things that you mentioned earlier, that they were packed in there. There were some big crowds in that place.
Big crowds. Is it because the Red Wave is slowly dwindling away and the students aren't going?
When Lance Shevlett was hitting balls over Cedar Avenue,
it was a thing to do to go watch the game.
It was the thing to do. When the home run king, Lance Shevlett, if those of you guys listen out there, remember Lance Shevlett and him cranking balls past over the left field fence, right? Those are the days.
Former Bullard Knight.
There's a local kid again. Yeah. So you got a local kid, Bullard Knight, playing at Fresno State and knocking balls all over heck and back. So,
well, Steve, but Nick, there's plenty of local guys playing right now at Fresno State. You've got three or four Buchanan Bears playing. You got Mr. Tatum playing third base from the Clovis Cougars. You got a lot of local guys, but no one's following these guys over. Mom and Dad is, you know, Aunt Clara, she's gone. Uncle Zimmy, he's gone. But the student body aren't going. That's the answer. The student spirit of Fresno State is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, we got to figure that. And why we're talking about this so much is that we want to see this change.
Yes,
we together. And I think the most of the people that are involved with sports, especially, you know, where we work at 940 here, we spend a lot of time with Fresno State because it's the thing to do and it's what you want to support. But we've got to find a way. Luckily, and I'll just end this before we need to take a break here, is that I was in Dallas not too long ago, and I think I sent you a picture or maybe I text you. And I happened to go to Baylor University while I was there because I was checking out the basketball area, of course. And so I was walking around, looked across the road there, and there's all these people, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing. So I kind of, you know, walked down a little ways, and there was their baseball stadium, Nick. And I'm not sure who they were playing, but
I doesn't matter, does it?
It did not matter, and it was an old school, old time, but it was a new one. It was new afield, but it was absolutely slammed. Slammed. And it didn't matter, like you say, it didn't matter who they were playing. It was packed. And I watched the people that were walking in there, and there was a lot of adult people walking into those games. They love baseball back there. Texas is a big, big state for sports. Those are the kind of things that go, man, that sure be nice to be able to have that. And now, blame me. Do I get out to baseball games? No, I probably could get out more. So you could bug me, too, and say, well, hey, how many games have you gone to? Well, that's on me. I probably need to go out there, too. But it takes grabbing friends and saying, hey, let's go to the baseball game tomorrow night. They're playing Stanford or they're playing San Jose State or whatever they're playing, and let's go. Five of us, we'll get something to eat, and we'll go to the game. That's what it's going to take to get people in those seats, a group of them, not single people.
So true. You're on it. Let's take a quick break. We are live here at Blast and Brew. And one of my favorite places, Old Town Clovis, right on Pulaski Avenue. Come on over. You can win some giant tickets. We're here, and the food is off the charts. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Zone.
On 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
You're in The Zone. Sponsored by Blast & Brew. Fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, and 10 Tavern. With the Pag Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
You
are in the zone.
With the Big Cat and the Pag Meter.
The Big Cat
made it. Big time.
All right. That's why CT was asking me earlier this morning. He goes, what's up with the Big Cat deal? I'm like, you're catching me off guard in my own mind, but I kind of got through that segment. I said, well, that's something to do with Pags. Well, now it's official.
You're Big Cat. You are the Big Kitty Cat. We're here at Blast and Brew, Old Town Clovis and Pulaski. And anybody knows exactly what we're talking about. This place is the hottest place going. The best food. I'm telling you, I'm eating a tri-tip sandwich right now, and it's off the charts tonight. Farmer's Market. So I say walk around, take a look at the Farmer's Market, and then get over here and have dinner. Tell me about the beer selection.
Now, just getting ready to do that, and I'm glad you reminded my hard head here. So you walk, from my understanding, is you walk in here, and you get in here, and you sit down at a table. They come up to you, check you out, and say, hey, I want some beers. And they've got this huge selection I'm not going to get into. But I'm just saying, they've got a beer here that you're probably going to enjoy.
40 feet long.
Yeah, and how it works is they give you a card.
Yeah.
And then you walk up to those little dispensers. I'll call it taps. And you slide your card. You can put your pint glass down there. And
try anything you want.
Fill you right up. If you want to taste it first, they'll charge you for an ounce. So you don't have to get caught with a big pint of beer and say, oh my gosh, I hate this stuff. You can try an ounce. They'll charge you for it, but you can try it first. Now, that's a great deal. I mean, this place, to watch a game,
they've
got everything here. They've got the ticket. Any game that you want to watch, no matter what network it's on, if you want to watch it, it'll be on here. And if it's not on, you tell them, and they'll put it on for you.
Well, come on over. You can win some giant tickets today. And also, the Pag Meter is a little injured reserve, but I'm here anyway. I had a little surgery on the face. I had a little skin cancer thing going. But you know what? I want to tell people out there, do not, if you're out in the sun a lot, start putting sunscreen on, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I think people know more and more nowadays, but I was stupid back in the day.
Well, I mean, let's face it. You spent a lot of time, you played sports, you were outside, you were a kid when kids were kids.
Yeah.
So you were outside playing baseball, and if you weren't playing on the team, you were outside playing baseball with your buddies out on the field somewhere.
That's it.
And running around Fresno. And back in Fresno, when you grew up, it was 165,
yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
According to all the old-timers that tell me that.
Yeah, if you didn't peel But that first time to start the year off, you could get home every, you know, you could turn all red. That's how we were back then. Kids are smarter nowadays, but I want to be the enforcer out there. Moms, dads, get your kids to put sunscreen, and if they're out in the sun, put sunscreen and a hat on. I'm telling you now, because I am a loser. Okay? Because Andy Lowe keeps looking at me, he's like that poor guy.
Look at his head. I mean, so he's probably thinking about, we're sitting here looking at this cat that seems to give us the most love, and we appreciate that. Andy Lowe from Helena Agra.
We haven't even given them love yet. Helena Agra Enterprises LLC.
Well, that's why we got Andy here to remind us, but we want to thank Helena, of course, major sponsor of this wonderful show that you're steering. And they've been a great supporter of high school sports throughout the Valley, Dick.
So if I'm a grower right now, and I know Claire Tuggle is going to come on at 4, Janessa Jasso from the Dos Pelos Broncos is going to come on, and George Chandler, it's supposed to rain all weekend, and I'm not a growerologist or anything, but this can't be good right now.
No.
There's a time when we need rain, and maybe there's time. I know cherry growers are like, please stop. Well, how's it looking?
I'm impressed by your knowledge.
I know my stuff.
You're right. Cherry growers, it's always tough. It's always tough. The weather is just, they're right there on that tweener between winter, spring, and the rain that comes in. So you're right. And so what happens now is it's like an incubator out there. You're getting this moisture in. I was over in Salinas yesterday, the day before, pouring rain over there. You got lettuce. You got fungal issues that go on. So right now, all of the efforts being trying to get some applications made to either put out those fires, keep those fires at bay. So a lot of tractors running out there, Nick, a lot of helicopters, airplanes, things like that to try to catch back up to where to get ahead of the storm or behind the storm. We got more weather coming in tomorrow, and I wouldn't be surprised if you're going to see some more weather. This seems to be one of those years where it's going to linger definitely into, it's almost already June. This is crazy, actually.
This is absolutely amazing. This rain affected baseball and softball games all year long from March all the way through to the championship weekend. This is championship weekend. We're going to try to catch up with Jim Critchlow as well. He wants to call in our show because they're looking at the weather pattern tomorrow at Biden Field and Bulldog Diamond, and there's going to be plenty of changing going on. Right now, it looks like, Giant Tickets as well. Yeah, but right now it looks like Bishop Union is going to host Foothill tomorrow for the Division VI championship at Bishop Union. So that game will not be played at Bulldog Stadium. 9:30 baseball, Chowchilla is still going to take on Menachie. And at 12:30, Highland will be taking on Tascadero. And then the championship, the central section, it's Clovis versus Frontier. Amazing, I don't even have my notes. I just made all that up.
Well, that's just who you are, you know. It must be something to do with just, you know, not being on the air for the last few weeks.
So sad, huh?
Well, at least on this show anyway.
And also, softball might be changing as well. So everyone's asking, how about softball, Wolf? We're going to get you hooked up on that. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk with Claire Tuggle. We got a state champion in the house, Nick.
Man, I tell you what, and she's a freshman. A freshman.
That's amazing.
Okay, so we got a lot to talk about beyond the state championship. There's a lot going on in her mind right now, I'm sure.
Mr. Clovis Cougar as well. George Chandler will join us to talk Clovis Cougar baseball. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You are in the zone here at Blast and Brew
on 940 ESPN, the Valley's local sports leader.
It's time to get in the zone.
Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles?
The Zone is sponsored by Blast and Brew, fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises LLC, and by 10 Tavern.
Swung on, lift the deep center field. Bernie Williams goes back, and it is. Get out the rye bread and the mustard this time, Grandma. It is a grand salami.
It's Friday, and you're in the Zone from Blast and Brew. Here are your hosts, Nick Papagni.
You talking to me?
And Nick Anderson.
You talking to me?
It's time to get in the zone.
What are you worried about? I'm in the zone, man.
You
are in the zone.
On a beautiful Friday afternoon, our new home, Blast and Brew, Old Town Clovis on Pulaski Avenue. A lot of action right here on the patio. And there's nothing like Blaston Brew, Nick.
No, well, look at it. I mean, people are starting to kind of seeing people starting to kind of walk around a little bit. It's a great evening, by the way. It's kind of breezy, cooled down a little bit with this crazy storm pattern we've had. But as you well know, there's Farmer's Market here tonight. And so what a wonderful place. And matter of fact, we're coming to you live right now outside the wonderful Blaston Brew.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I'm eating a tri-tip right now, and it's one word.
Giddy up.
Giddy up.
There's not much left of it, so I could tell that there was something going on. Claire is sitting here watching your meal going, wow, that guy sure mowed that down pretty quickly.
Well, before we get to the future Olympian, softball update. Now, we know about baseball because we got championship baseball softball,
yeah.
Claire. It's going crazy.
Claire's probably going to go, I'm sure.
But you don't care. See, when you're in a swimming pool, you don't care if it rains or not. Baseball and softball, they care, apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
Baseball, Bishop Union will host Foothill in the Division VI championship tomorrow at 2:30 at Bishop. So Foothill better get the bus ready. It's a long ride.
That's okay. A crazy changeup, seriously.
The rest is okay. 9:30, you got Chowchilla and Menachie. 12:30, Highland versus Atascadero. And then the Central Section Championship, Clovis versus Frontier. That's all set. Softball just got cleared up with Bob Kiajanian. Softball is all going tomorrow at the same time. Now, there's going to be no delay between games. So when the 9:30 game is over tomorrow morning, they're going right. You got 20 minutes to get that field ready, and we're going. So Kern Valley, the Bronx, are listening to us right now. Get the bus ready. You're coming to Bulldog Diamond. And I invite you to come over here to Blaston Brew after the game. I love Kern Valley. I want to go to Kern Valley. They have the great school spirit out there. So you guys are rocking out there. So you'll be playing around 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's what I'm guessing. There's going to be no delay tomorrow. Boom, 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 because Claire, it might rain. Claire Tuggle in the house, the state champion freshman swimmer from Clovis North. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
What a big big weekend last week.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to ask you. So you have to swim their preliminary first to get to the championship.
Yeah.
What's the strategy on that? I always wondered, do you go for it, or do you already know, I already looked at her, I'm going to win, I just got to finish my top three or four or whatever. Where do you go? What's the strategy?
It really depends on the meet, but for states, I just swam to win my heat, and then I went into finals.
Not 100%. You just stayed.
No, yeah.
Nick, isn't that a good strategy?
I just want to remind everybody who we're talking to here.
Yeah.
Okay, Claire is a freshman at Clovis North High School. I said freshman at Clovis West High School, and not. I'm sorry, Clovis North High School, because the event was at Clovis West where I saw her
good
swim
comeback.
Personally. Yes, so I got confused there. My bad. So Clovis North, and I was sitting there in those stands, and I was watching, and I watched her swim, and I didn't. Hey, I'm learning here. Trust me. And I was watching a friend of mine's son swim. I go, who is that? And the dad told me who. I said, wow. And then the state meet came along. Then I started researching a little bit, and I got a good friend, Kobe Lindsay, who's the athletic director at Clovis North. So I asked him a few things. He claimed I was needy because I was asking so many questions about stats and stuff. But a freshman accomplishing that, I'm not sure we've seen that before, have we?
Not in a long, long time. But, Claire, let's talk about when. Everyone wants to know, when did you start swimming?
I started, like, summer rec league when I was 4, and then I started year-round club swimming when I was, like, 8 and a half.
So how did that work? Just mom and dad just threw you in the water and said, you're going to like it or else? Or did you like, I'm a fish, I'm pretty good?
No, I actually did not like it for a really long time. I didn't start liking it till I was, like, 8, and then I kind of took off from that.
So let's talk about you're the state champ in the 500.
Yeah.
So now you're feeling good now. After you got the preliminaries out of the way.
Yes.
You're eyeing everyone. You go, I can got this. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
Did you feel good right when you jumped in? Because you know how it is in sports. You got to have that momentum.
For the 200, which was like before the 500, I did not feel good at all. But then I like warmed out a bunch in between. And then for the 500, I felt good.
So when you won the 200, you said, I got this now. I'm ready. Right?
No, I did not win the 200.
Okay. But no, you. But
after the 200,
after
she started feeling
okay,
good, and she jumped into the 500.
Okay,
yeah,
my
yeah.
mistake. And then you got to do relays as well.
Yes, I did.
How does that work?
My relays are like my first relays before the 200 free, and then my second relays after the 500 free. And I was on the 2 medley relay and the 400 free relay.
So since you won the state in the 500, Has your phone been blown up now?
No.
Really?
Not really, no.
Just another day. State camp. What do you get for? You get a ring or anything?
I don't think so.
Let's call, talk to Kobe Lindsay.
I'll talk
about
to
that.
Kobe.
I want a ring.
My question is that, you know, being who you are, and I don't want to dwell on age, but you're a 14-year-old freshman.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure now, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And you seem to carry yourself very well and getting through that. And you mentioned a little bit before we got started here on air, as we were talking on the side, about the way you go about things. And I asked you about high school and somebody with your talent. You know, how do you like swimming at your high school? You're probably swimming on your club teams.
Yeah.
You're swimming at a higher level with other things, tournaments or... Yeah, I don't know what they do exactly in swimming, but they have these in basketball. They have these camps that they put on,
yeah.
And they're showcase camps, and they have the best players from around the country start showing up, and that can become a year-round type of event if you
yeah.
allow it to. Tell me a little bit about what you want to get out of high school and kind of what your goals are beyond high school.
So pretty much, I swim club year-round, and then during the high school season, which is like January through May, I swim like once a week with high school, and then the other 5 days, I swim with club. And then once I get to the end of high school season, right before states, I do a 3-day taper with them, and I'll swim that entire 3 days with high school. And then outside of high school swimming, I'm getting ready for nationals this summer and hopefully going to Budapest after nationals.
So is there a certain age group that qualifies for that? Did you have to be, or can you qualify right away as a 14-year-old?
For nationals?
Yes.
No, you can qualify at any age.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your club. Now, you swim for Clovis Swim Club, I can tell on your shirt. Tell me about how Clovis Swim Club relates to Clovis Unified. From what you told me before, there's a lot of connections.
Yeah, there is. So Clovis Unified owns Clovis Swim Club. And it's like our head coach is like the aquatics director for all of Clovis Unified. And so we work really well with Clovis Unified, and it's easy to like use the pool space that we have. And we have a lot of pool space, so it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I would think, Nick, I mean, looking, and I don't get around like you do, so I get spoiled sometimes by looking at the facilities that we have here in the Valley. And I feel like looking at the pools we have, most of the schools that you swim at during your track competition, as well as of recent, the Valley Championship, and now the state championship is being held at Clovis West for a reason.
Yeah.
And so you get outside of this area, is there a big difference?
Yeah, definitely. It's insane how, like, when I go on, like, junior team trips, so, like, people from all over the nation, and, like, I say that I have, like, 2 long course pools at my high school. Like, it's just insane. Like, no other high school has that.
They have to travel.
Some colleges don't even have that.
No. There's, like, 1 high school down south that has 2 long course pools. But I think that's, like, it.
Wow.
We're talking with Claire Tuggle from Clovis North, state champion from the Clovis North Broncos. Now, back in the day, during the off season, everyone played water polo. Is those days over? You don't play water polo.
I do not play water polo. I played water polo last year, but... It.
Different world.
Yeah, very different world.
Yeah, you stay in shape, but there's a lot of, hey, get that elbow out of my face. Right?
Yeah. Water polo is a lot of fun, though.
I bet it would be fun. With that.
A lot of people, that's a great question, because I do hear that from time to time from people that I know that have kids that swim. It's kind of one of, if they are water polo players, they're pretty much expected to swim.
They are, yeah.
And if you don't, if you're not a swimmer, and then you're kind of wondering what, I mean, it's kind of connected, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
It is. Yeah.
So, Claire, you're only a freshman, but are you starting to look beyond for college now, or is it still too early?
They actually, NC2A just changed the rule for swimming, so next year I can start being recruited. So,
you want to stay home, or do you want to go away somewhere?
No, I mean, I want to stay in California, but because we have the 2 best swimming schools in California, so... I want to stay here.
Okay.
Are we talking Stanford, for example, and maybe down south somewhere?
No, Stanford and Cal are the 1-2.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So close by to each other.
Yes, they are.
So let the recruiting begin.
Yeah.
Right?
So keep the grades going and keep it at a high level and keep the swimming, and off you go.
So was this the best time for your 500?
I think it actually was. It was like a couple tenths faster.
Can you still get better?
Yeah, I think I can.
what does Claire Tuggle have to do to get better? Is it just swimming, a lot of weightlifting going on? Or?
No, we don't do a lot of weightlifting. We do a lot more like, I don't know, like jumping and TRX and that type of stuff.
Now, how's the body so far? Shoulders okay?
Yeah.
Because I hear swimmers, oh, my shoulders are killing me.
Yeah, I've never had a lot of shoulder problems. I've had, like, growing problems.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, just so knock on wood on that one.
So you got your dad here.
Yes. Yeah.
Swimmer?
No.
So no swimming outside of...
So you're saying, Claire, you're saying Pops can't help you.
Well, that was a pretty quick answer, you know, Dad.
You know, on the turn, Claire, I want you to turn. Be quicker on the turn.
Oh, yeah.
You say, Dad, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, he doesn't even try.
He doesn't even try.
Everybody, we got a little competition
going on here.
But you know
what, that's the best way, because you don't want to come home and eat dinner, watch the TV, and you don't want to get lectured by Mom and Dad.
No.
Yeah, your turn, I don't know what you're thinking about, but, you know, you weren't really, hey, Mom and Dad, I got it handled, right? Because I know Nick does at basketball.
No,
he thinks he knows it all.
But they could hear you. Claire's happy because she's got her head shoved in the water there. Nobody's going to say a thing. She's just going, I'm going to do my thing right now, and off I go. It's up to me.
So, Claire, real fast before we let you go, the Clovis North, Clovis West rivalry, is it pretty good?
It's
killer
very
one?
Good.
So can you beat them next year? They won it like 86 straight years.
This year was their 23rd year winning it, and we lost by 1 point.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's definitely the closest that anyone has ever
been
to
West. Last
time
they lost was Abe Lincoln's daughter. They lost that 1 year. The rest, they've won it every year. Can you do it?
Yeah. Next, so all of our, like, most of our best swimmers are freshmen.
They're listening right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's tuning in right now, Claire, so whatever you say, you know we're going to, we got a podcast too, by the way.
Was there a lot of trash talking with Clovis West? Like, nice uniforms, Golden Eagles, that's what you got? What do you got?
No, it's not, okay, it's not that bad of trash talking, because, like, a lot of our club swimmers are on West, so, like, I train with these people every day.
All right.
So, like, one of my best friends is on West, so it's kind of like...
Dang it. I was hoping to get some dirt out of her right there.
Nah.
You're trying pretty hard.
I was hoping. Splashing in her face, maybe. Anything, no?
Did Kobe line you out before you got on? I'm sure he told you what.
Keep an eye on that Nick Anderson. That's what he said.
Yeah, probably.
That pack meter's a cool guy. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Well, Claire, thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, no problem.
I think we got to have her on like every 3-4 months. To keep updated.
All right.
I want to know, we'll have you on after your summer. You've got a lot coming up this summer.
Yeah, I do.
Your plans this summer are too?
So this next month I have a pro series here, like here at Clovis North that we're hosting. So that should be a lot of fun. And then I go on a 3-week training trip, and then I come home, and then I go to Palo Alto for nationals, and then I'll come home for a little bit. And if I make the team, I'll go to Budapest for Junior Worlds.
I got one question coming in. Beautiful blonde hair. How do you keep it blonde with all the... I know you got the cap on, Amy, but that's my one question. How do you do it? What's the secret?
Chlorine.
Yeah, no, I actually don't know how it stays blonde.
Really?
I don't wash it often enough, but it's okay.
You're lucky so far. Well, okay, so I'm going to text him back. There's no question. You're just a gifted...
Well, who's asking that question, by the way?
People are texting in. They want to know. Way to go.
All right.
Well, Claire, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks.
Congratulations. We got a state champion in the house.
Yeah, we love
it. How's that feel?
We're going to have you on after you get done with... well, let us know. Keep us posted on the Budapest deal.
Yes, I will.
And if something goes down, don't forget about the PAG meter when he asks, hey, come on after the Budapest deal. And we'll get you back on, even if it's got to be call-in. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's on our dime. We'll take care of it. We're going to take a break. Janessa Jasso coming up next, a Dos Palos star pitcher. We'll talk about her and give us some updates on softball. Don't go anywhere. On 940 ESPN.
The Valley's local sports leader.
You're in the zone. Sponsored by Blast & Brew, fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, and 10 Tavern with the PAG Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
Are in the zone.
On a Friday afternoon here at our new location, Blast & Brew, Old Town Clovis, right on Pulaski Avenue. You can't miss it. This is the greatest place ever. We're getting ready for Farmer's Market tonight. What a perfect night for a Farmer's Market. Go walk around and then have dinner at Blast & Brew and have some of the great beer selections here.
And we're outside. We're broadcasting to you live from on a patio right now because we're watching the people mingle in for the Farmer's Market that you referred to. And it's a great night, a little breezy. Might want to put a light sweatshirt on and come on down and take part. But it's good. I'm going to walk around after this thing, Nick, a little bit and see what's going on. But you can't. There's plenty of stuff to do. I was very impressed. First time here, and you mentioned that you've come down here plenty of times with your family. We also want to talk about Helena. I appreciate Helena Agri Enterprises.
So if you're a farmer, you definitely got to call Helena this week because it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Oh, you better be on the phone. You better have those sprays, those applications lined out. I mean, I think the fertilizer applications are important, but right now I think you need to protect the top of that plant, whether it be a tree, veggie, or whatever you're growing, and make sure you've got plenty of fungicide residual out there. Nutritionals, nutritional products as well, of course. With the ground being soggy and wet, you're going to obviously inhibit some of the uptake. So foliar applications are a must.
Former PAG Meter Center is in the house. Craig Harbin from the Bullard Knights here. One of them great guys. Well, we had Claire Tuggle on, a state champion. Now let's go to Dos Palos because we got one of the top pitchers in the state, maybe in the country, Janessa Jasso on the line. Janessa, how are you today?
I'm good.
Janessa, first of all, she's one of my favorites. I love keeping up just following her, what she's doing. I know we wanted to see you at Bulldog Diamond this weekend. One mistake, and the Dos Palos Broncos, the number one seed, lost to Fowler 3-0. Let's go. Let's get that out of the way so we can talk about the great things in Janessa's world. What happened in that one inning when you gave up the 3-run homer?
Well, I had two runners on, and I put them on. I'd made the error, and then it was – we already knew because we look at the stats before our games to prepare ourselves, and we knew that this batter was a pretty big batter, so she had two strikes on her, and it was really just a miscommunication of signs. I saw the wrong one, and so I threw it, and I missed my spot, and – it just went out, and, I mean, it sucks because, really, that one inning was what killed us. I mean, if we didn't have that one inning, it would have been a 0-0 ball game, and who knows what would have happened. So,
we're talking with Janessa Jasso, the superstar pitcher from the Dos Palos Broncos. 1,000 career strikeouts plus in your career, which is amazing to me if you think about it. Give some of the people on 940 ESPN some of your stats this year and your career stats for everybody.
I ended with 1,109 strikeouts. I think I've only lost 11 games. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I was 86-11 all 4 years. I was league MVP every year since my freshman year. I got all state small schools. I was one of the pitchers for that last year. I really accomplished a lot, and Dos Palos really had a lot to do with that.
Janessa, you know what I love, Nick, about Janessa? The rumor was she's transferring. She's going to the track. She's going to be a Clovis Cougar. She's going here. You wanted to stay with your friends and because you already said, you know what, I'm pretty good. I'm already accepted an offer. I'm going to Iowa State. You stayed with your team. I love that.
Well, you know, my team, they're really something special. Each year, it was almost the same group of girls. We just added a few here and there. And, you know, we may be a small school, but I think that's what made us a really good team, you know. We beat a lot of D3, we beat D1 schools. So I don't even think it matters what division, you know, as long as you're close, your team chemistry. And, I mean, my coaches were amazing. They were there every step of the way. When I got committed, they were there. At my signing, they were there. So I think to leave was never even a question for me.
Hey, Janessa. Hey, Nick Anderson. Congratulations on a great, great career. I got a question for you. So you said Iowa State. What made you pick Iowa State?
Well, the original coach that was there was Jamie Traxel. And I was talking to a couple colleges, and so I went on my visit over there. And when I went, I just completely fell in love. Not only with the coaching staff, I mean, I love the coaching staff now, too, so that wasn't really a problem. But I think the school reminded me of home. It's like a college town, and my town's super small. So adjusting to a bigger town, like a more well-known state, like it was – I thought of it, and I just really, like, the school was amazing. Everything was green. It felt really homey. And the fact that my mom was very comfortable sending me off there, I knew that that was where I belonged.
Jeanette, we're talking with Janessa Jasso from Dos Palos, one of the best pitchers in the country, going to Iowa State. Help out some of the other. You got some girls coming up, even guys, that are thinking about picking a school. And I say it all the time, and you just answered my question, but tell them, should they pick it because of the coaching staff or because they're going to be hanging out for the next 4 years?
I think you shouldn't pick it based off of popularity or, I mean, like, if you're picking between a D1 school or maybe, like, a JC, I don't think any of that matters. I think it's if you fall in love with the school and if it's where you can see yourself for the next 4 years, like, imagine yourself not even playing, like, any sport. If you can imagine yourself there the next 4 years, then I think that's where you should go.
Well, that's a great answer. Talking with Janessa Jasso. Nick, isn't that, because you've gone through it with your two kids, and Cole will be going through that whole thing. Don't you have to pick the school that you like? You're going to have to be going there every day for 4 years.
Yeah, and I think that's challenging. You know, I think there's a lot that goes into that, you know, process, and the person that knows that the best is, a lot of parents get involved sometimes, and they try to make those decisions, and you only can visit that campus so many times, right? So it's difficult to understand what that campus is like, you know, after you leave, and usually when you're there, it's at a time of year where, you know, things are green or whatever you mentioned, but Jess, I think the main thing that I heard from one of the things on why you picked that school is because it reminds you at home. And I think that's special because it's kind of an ag area where Iowa State is, I'm assuming, because
yep.
I know Iowa State pretty well. And, you know, Dos Palos has a lot of ag. The community there is close. And there's probably a lot of people that attend those games there as well because it's a community that goes and watches a lot. So I'm sure a lot of that had to do with the decision. And I agree. It's got to be the right fit. It's got to be the right fit. So many times we see people go off to school, Nick, that end up coming back.
Janessa Jasso on the line. Janessa, so when you told the coaching staff or your Iowa State you're coming, and I know you said you got a new staff, but how excited were they to get someone like yourself to be their ace for the next 4 years?
They were pretty excited. I remember how everything happened. The first coaches that were there after my visit, they said, when you're ready for your decision, they said all you have to say is a couple words, and those words were, I'm ready to be a Cyclone. And I slept on it for a couple nights, and I talked with it with my mom, and I called them, and when I said those words, I mean, the joy was mutual. The coaches were super excited to have me and to help me learn and grow as a player, and I was super excited to go over there and finally starting a chapter in my life.
That's a great story. Well, we got the softball expert on the phone with us. Let's talk about, are you coming to Bulldog Diamond at all to see some softball?
I want to, so I might be there for the Valley Championship games.
Okay, so it might be a little earlier. We don't know because of the rain, but give us the quick update. Well, what do you know? Washington Union versus Fowler for the Division IV championship. You know all about Fowler. You know, Sydney Kuma for Washington Union is red hot. Who wins that one?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure right now. I think Fowler has that one. I mean, we played both teams. Both teams are good in their own ways. Fowler is a strong offensive team. I mean, they're hitting a strong 1-9. So, I mean, Washington Union really has to have a strong defense that game if they want to be in it. Sydney, she's definitely a threat at the plate. I'm pretty sure she scares most pitchers. So I think that'll be a really good game and a good matchup.
Division III, Templeton has an ace along with Dinuba. I think that's going to be a good one as well. Maybe more low scoring because the pitchers are dominating.
I faced Dinuba, their pitcher, last year, and they've been doing really well. We've seen them at a couple tournaments, so I think Dinuba has a really good shot.
Let's talk about tonight. I forgot about Division VI, CBC. Take it on Foothill. My personal view, I think CBC is battle-tested. They played in that tough Central Sequoia League. I think they're the heavy favorites.
Yeah, at the Buchanan tournament, we saw them there, and the only reason why they didn't get into the championship game is because they gave them a run. I think CVC is definitely going to win it this year.
Central Section Championship tonight. You've got the Bullard Knights taking on Stockdale, and I picked this one way back in February that they'd be playing and Bullard would win. Can Bullard still win? Is the pack meter prediction going to look good?
I think so. Bullard has had a lot of tough competition, and they've come out on top most of the time. So I think Bullard has this one.
I like it. I think you're on fire right now. And let's see what else we have. What other games have I missed? You got Division II championship tomorrow night with Kingsburg taking on Hanford. Now, I picked Hanford. Who do you got in this one?
I picked Kingsburg only because that's the only team I've seen play. I mean, they're really dominant, but I think it'll be a really close game.
And then Carruthers taking on Kern Valley, two very, very hot teams in Division V section championship. Have you seen any of those teams play this year?
I did see Carruthers, but it was really early in the season, and a lot of their players were missing for basketball.
Well, I'm excited. I think you're going to have a fantastic career. Iowa State's got a good one. Nick, I mean, we got a very good superstar, one of the best in the state on the phone.
Yeah, I know, and she's off to Iowa State.
Yeah. When do you leave? When do they want you there?
I'm not completely sure yet. I think it's sometime maybe middle of August.
Okay.
So you got some time to kind of stick around. So what are your plans before you leave? Do you have, like, a trainer that you're working with? What's the situation? What goes up leading up to that time you leave? What do you have to get done? What do you want to get done before you show up there?
Well, I'll be starting travel tournaments next weekend, and we have a lot of big ones this season. So I'm hoping that we take home nationals this year, which I think is everyone's goal. So basically my entire summer before I leave is all softball.
Well, Janessa, keep up the great work. Keep me updated as well so I can get the word out for Janessa Jasso, the superstar, the best has ever played at the Dos Palos. Best of luck and a tremendous career. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Janessa.
Yeah, Janessa is a superstar, and we're going to catch up with George of the Jungle, George Chandler, in a few minutes. He's been with James Patrick for 28 years. And we're going to talk about those Clovis Cougars and why. Is this a Cinderella story? They weren't expected to be here. I thought, at the beginning of the year, they're young and they got a lot of issues, but they're playing lights out right now.
Well, probably playing like a team, right?
Yep.
And that's what happens when you talk about Cinderella stories. Generally, you're going to find those type of teams like that play that way because of
James Patrick, the all-time winningest coach, 755 wins.
Experience.
He's going for his ninth championship. Now, I've changed it. I told people, you're not winning a Valley anymore because San Luis Obispo and all those teams are in. It's a Central Section Championship. Does that sound about right?
I think so,
no
yeah.
More Valley.
No, it's a Central Section because it's not the Valley anymore because you have that coastal play now.
Yeah.
See, they're not the Valley. They feel like they're outsiders, if you call it that, right?
That's right.
So are you officially calling it the Central Section Championship?
Yes. And then if you win a division, if Memorial Sanger, the winner of that game, tonight is a Division II Section Champion.
But it's always been, now you've always referred to Division I as your Valley Champion.
Yeah.
And then anything below that's a Section Championship, from what I remember.
That's correct.
You teaching me. Okay, so what you're saying now, there's no more Valley Championship, but now it's the Central Section Division I Champion and so on.
You're in the big boy division.
I hear you.
Yeah, if you're in Division II, III, IV, V, and VI, that's the way it goes. We'll take a break. I want to come back and talk because Nick Anderson, if you're just joining us, this is he's a basketball guy. And I just think it's fascinating that a track boys basketball has three coaches that are lights out. And we're going to talk about it when we come back. What a league that is. Don't go anywhere. Blast and Brew, our new home on Friday afternoons. Look at Old Town. They're just getting ready for the farmer's market. Tonight it's going to be jamming. But I'm going to be at Bulldog Diamond tonight.
I'll save you a bag of kettle corn.
Oh, thanks. You'll be walking around. Don't go anywhere. 940 ESPN.
The Valley's local sports leader.
You're in the zone. Sponsored by Blast and Brew, fashion furniture across from River Park, Helena Agra Enterprises, and 10 Tavern with the Pack Meter and Big Cat Nick Anderson on 940 ESPN.
You are in the zone. On a beautiful Friday afternoon. I can't hear you. What happened?
Oh, of course you can hear me.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You got a little music in the background. We got it cranked up. We're having fun out here outside today. So
well, it's such a pretty day.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Now, picture this in July.
Well, we'll be inside by then.
We'll be inside. Blast and Brew, the hottest place going. I'm so glad to be here.
Well,
you
looks
guys
like
made
it.
This call.
Looks like you're enjoying yourself. You've already hondoed your tri-tip sandwich, and you're working on the garlic fries, which looks like a wonderful entree, which if you come down here, you'll notice that they have craft food. Yeah, I said craft food. Goes along with all the craft beer that they have here, which is a wonderful system. You come in, they give you a card, and you can go to each one of those little stations. You can either try the beer, an ounce of it. They'll charge you for that ounce, but you at least know you like it.
No, I think Andy Lowe was telling us you could try it for nothing. You just put a little boop, try it.
I thought
you like
said,
it.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but nevertheless, I think you have that option. So you don't get stuck with something maybe you don't like. We're also giving away some Giants tickets. A's Giants on, looks like they're going to play on May 20th, Monday night game. And there is a game on June 26th, which is the Rockies and the Giants, both at Oracle Park. Come on down. Put your business card into the box. We'll be grabbing on to those winners just before we end the show at 5:30, Nick.
We're back, the number one local show here on Friday afternoons. And I'm so excited to be here at Blast and Brew, Old Town Clovis, and we're going to have so much fun. I see George of the Jungle making the call in. We're going to talk Clovis baseball in a few minutes. But I want to talk, you're a basketball guy. I want to talk basketball. I'm looking at boys basketball because the Buchanan Bears, and before I get that, Jervis Cole, the new head coach of the Edison Tigers, they announced it this week, so the Tigers got a new one. But I'm looking at basketball, and the Buchanan Bears has a new coach, Brooks Mollum. He's the head of director of basketball for the University of Idaho. That's a great, I mean, you're getting a college guy in here. And then I look down yonder, I go, you got Adrian Wiggins, who took Fresno State basketball to an awesome level before he left. And then you got Vance Wahlberg, who was the head coach of Pepperdine and coached with the Sacramento Kings. That's in one league. How about that? Think about that for a minute, that coaching staff.
Well, I don't think you have a coaching staff. I mean, we're talking about that the other night. And, you know, Clovis Unified is that's another great hire. Again, I don't have the resume in front of me. But based off of what we know, the experience that comes from that, in order to actually get to that level, you've got to also do some things, right? So that all kind of goes together. But they go out and they try to attract the right coaches that will come in and coach the talent that they have in the track, you know. And the talent isn't off the hook talent, but it's talented enough to where they can take teams and they can win valley championships with those teams.
Central section championship.
My bad. Now it's a new thing. But
insulting
even when
the Royal Grande.
I know. Sorry about that, Eagles. It is the Eagles over
yeah,
Royal
good call.
Grande, by the way.
Good call.
So, yeah, you know, yet to be seen, but, you know, summer ball starting up for those high schools. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do because last year Buchanan had a horrible experience with a lot of kids, and not to get into that, but there was a lot of kids quitting and leaving the team or choosing not to play. So hiring another coach was definitely something that they needed to do, and they went out, took their time, it appears, and went out and tried to find the right person. But you've got Vance Wahlberg at Clovis West that you didn't mention, and Vance has probably got more experience than all of them, regardless of being high school.
Did I not say Vance Wahlberg?
I don't think you did.
Yeah, I did. Sacramento Kings of Pepperdine.
I think
you weren't listening.
Maybe not.
Okay.
But anyway, just to talk about him and to kind of go off of what you said, you know, he's got high school experience, junior college experience, Division I experience, and then he also went on past Pepperdine in and coached with John Calipari.
Might have heard him.
Yeah, he might have heard of him. So, and they're still good friends today. And then also, obviously, you know, coaching in the NBA on a few different teams. So, yeah, the experience is there. No matter what you think about those kind of individuals or what offenses they run, they do a pretty good job. And Clovis Unified has done a good job attracting those type of people
and into their programs.
And you got a little guy at home named Cole Anderson.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a minute. He has been invited to the, I'm going to call it the Elite 100, but it's a camp for the 100th best basketball players in the nation over at Virginia in the next couple weeks or so. How excited were you when you got that phone call?
Well, he was excited. It was an email. There was a phone call ahead of that that said, you know, what's the interest? And, of course, I mean, there's a lot of great players that go to that camp, obviously, and some of them, a lot of them don't go because they're doing other things like Team USA and some other things. So it's kind of a process that's involved. But when you get invited to that camp, if you have an opportunity, it's probably the best camp across the country. When you get an invitation, you know, just, you know, regardless of how you feel about yourself, you're going to be able to be around some of the best players in the country to be able to learn and play against them and try to hone your skills, and some of the best coaches, training people that are there. It's a full week, Nick, and they fly them back to Virginia, and they spend a full week at some, from what they're telling me. So it's one of those things that it's kind of something that's a no-brainer. If you have the time and you can do it, you should drop whatever else you've got going on and go there, unless you've got some other elite things going on that some kids have that are, you know, playing for Team USA, for example, those kind of kids like that.
If John Calipari and Coach K are going to be there, you drop everything you're doing and you're going.
Well, that's a great point. It's not just a camp. It's also a live period that's involved. In today's world, the live period is kind of, well, I'll just use the word jacked up. I mean, it's just because of all the issues they've had with some of these larger schools, it's been limited on what some of these AAU teams can actually, how many tournaments they can play during that so-called live period. So this camp will be live, but it's only live for 2 days. And all, I think most of the coaches across the country, whether that, you know, most Division I coaches, their staff actually will probably be there.
You know, I hear at Blast and Brew, they might even have pony rides today.
Are you
here on the?
You want me to take?
Oh, I see some pony rides coming.
Oh wow,
got some ponies coming.
Do you want me to take a picture with you on the pony?
I might. I might sit on there.
I might tweet that out.
Yeah, you would.
Along with that Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. I know you would. But that's a great deal. Back to the basketball.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing with 100 best. Who made that decision that 100 best?
Well, you know, you could throw rocks at that if you wanted to. It's, you know, that's always the one that kind of comes up. But, you know, nevertheless, not to get into that as much as just, you know, you were chosen. Somebody thought you should be going there, so you go and you take advantage. And for somebody like Cole coming out of the Valley here to be able to go there, I think it's a great thing, not just for him, but I think for the Valley to get some kids that can to go to some of those things. And hopefully he can show up and make us proud.
How many does he know any of the kids going?
Well, I'm sure he's, you know, these kids today probably hear about all this stuff that's going on, and most of it comes through social media. So maybe never have met some of these kids. Maybe you played against them on the AAU circuits that you go to, but maybe you didn't really pay attention to who they were. More than likely, you'll probably run into a few of them.
The PAGmeter All-Star Boys Basketball Team is all done. That'll be coming out soon. I know it's
late. Before next.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but it's been a busy year. I'm working on the girls now. Brian Tesler and I working on the girls.
You said Brian Tesler?
Brian.
So the infamous Brian Tesler,
he's still
who
hanging.
The head basketball, women's basketball coach at Fresno City, did a wonderful job down there. Where is Brian? Brian Tesler was our co-host. He'd come in and he'd fill in for us. I haven't seen Brian forever. So what's Brian doing these days? I'm sure some of the listeners might want to know what Brian Tesler's up to.
Brian plays golf every day, and he's still a 28 handicap. That's what he does. You know, he's trying.
He used to listen to the show quite a bit. I'm not sure he does anymore.
I'm
he's probably
sure
got better
won't.
Things to do, I'm sure, right?
But he'll be here at Blast and Brew because this is his kind of place.
We'll get him down here. I'll have him on the show while you're gone one time, and he'll get him right back into the chair and see if he can remember where he left off when he was out and about. But he was at Buchanan, correct?
He was at Buchanan, I believe, in eighth grade or something like that.
Great.
He's out coaching
good
somewhere.
For him. Good for him.
So you know all about selling the arena and basketball, the champion Central Section championships are all in one arena. We got baseball and softball. It's going to be jam-packed tonight in both baseball and softball because I just think around here high school is so big in our area. It's getting bigger. And you and I and Matt on the Rise, we do such a great job pumping up high school, local sports. We got to get involved in Fresno State. We got to do our part to get people back in the seats. Because when I go to a Bulldog baseball game and I see 155 people there, it makes me sick to my stomach, and I don't understand what's going on over there.
So there's some conflicting dates from time to time where you have high school sports playing at the same time as Fresno State.
They're never going to beat track baseball.
Never.
Never.
So if you could just get everybody that played baseball in high school to go to some of these baseball games at Fresno State, basketball games, football games, yeah, you'd probably make a big difference. Maybe not necessarily exactly on the football side, but you'd definitely make some difference on the basketball and baseball if a lot of these kids that are playing high school sports would go to some of these games. And maybe that's what's going on. Again, I've always used that excuse that there's so many other things going on in today's world that can pull you away. And not to sound old, but you didn't have any of that stuff when you were growing up. So you didn't have the TV pulling on you because you weren't getting ESPN and you weren't getting all these channels funneled in, Netflix and Game of Thrones, which has caused my household to everybody disappear at some point. I find myself just staring at the wall wondering, what is Game of Thrones? Is that a video game? Maybe it is. I don't know. But I'm just kidding, by the way. But I don't watch Game of Thrones. But what I'm saying is there's so many other things that can pull some of that, the different generations one way or the other. So, I think some of that has to do with it too, Nick.
So if let me see. That's you're on to some. So let's say Buchanan is playing Clovis North in a track baseball game on a Wednesday night, and the last time they played there was 2,800 people there. If that thing was on TV, people would stay home?
I think so.
Because there's no TV, there's no radio, there's nothing but me twittering. So you're saying, but baseball, there's nothing on TV, but Paul Loeffler's broadcasting the game on 940.
Yeah, well, you can. I think listening to baseball versus watching baseball. I mean, you can listen to basketball, and I've listened to basketball, I've listened to football. And there's nothing like being there, right? I mean, unless you're watching it on television, it's just not the same feel. But
is it too expensive for people?
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just trying to
throw
it out.
I'm just going to tell you, there's so many tickets that corporations own, whether they own a skybox or they own season tickets, 4, 5, or 6. And I know people that have the tickets, so you could definitely probably hand those down to, people that work for them or other things, and they could go to the games. But I think a lot of times those tickets they get in the mail or they get online or however they deliver them today probably go unused.
I bet a lot of them do.
Yeah.
So what would you do
if you had season tickets, you had 6 of them, let's say, and you own Nick Papagni Roofing or something, I mean, would you give them out to your employees?
I'm giving them out to the employees and my customers. Mm-hmm. Whoever wants to go, make sure you go.
And you'd go?
I'd go in a second.
You'd buy hot dogs for everybody, and everybody'd have a good time, right?
Yes, and it's all about the food, right? When you go, you want to enjoy yourself. You want to go and just watch a game. Because I'm a local guy, and I like to go to local sporting events. That's what I do. I don't know how you do it,
by the way. One day you're in Carruthers, and 2 hours later you seem to be in Dos Palos, and then you're over at CVC, and all of a sudden you're back at Buchanan. But maybe it's just the world of Twitter.
Well, or maybe my wife doesn't like me. She wants me out of the house.
Well, Lori, poor Lori. I mean, you probably should be home right now, but you've actually come and you wanted to do the show so badly because it's our first show back at our new place that you made arrangements, and I'm not sure how you did that. You probably signed the deed of the house and everything else around to get you through that.
Yeah, they're all out having lunch right now. We're going to have dinner tonight, but it's Tessa's in town. The whole family, everyone's here.
That's great.
Because Alexa graduated from Fresno State today.
I'm going to tell you what I am going to do.
What are you
going to congratulate you again, another graduate in your family. I did that earlier.
Yes.
But that is an awesome achievement for you guys.
Would you like that? I want to have Alexa on the show. I think she's a marketing genius.
Sure.
And she's got some ideas for Fresno State.
And she's probably smarter than both of us because that's that next generation. How do we attract that generation to come in? You don't have the answer. I don't have the answer, even though we think we do. Let's get some people that might know more about that than we do.
Yeah, that's
the next wave of fans.
Well, when we come back, we're going to have George Chandler, the longtime assistant with James Patrick from the Clovis Cougars. He's here at Blast and Brew. If you want to come down, maybe he'll sign some autographs. He's got the Sharpie pen. We're at Blast and Brew, and I'm so excited, Nick, because I love this place. Let's take a break. We'll talk more about the Blast and Brew right here on Pulaski Avenue, Old Town Clovis, on 940 ESPN.
The Valley's local sports leader.
Say hello to my little friend.
It's time to get in the zone.
In the zone.
Oh, my God! The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending, exciting, thrilling finish in the history of college football.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes
Georgia. 5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
The Zone is sponsored by Blast and Brew. Fashion furniture across from River Park. Helena Agra Enterprises, LLC. And by 10 Tavern.
Swung on at the deep center field. Bernie Williams goes back in.
It's Friday, and you're in the Zone. From Blast and Brew, here are your hosts, Nick Papagni.
You talking to me?
And Nick Anderson.
You talking to me?
It's time to get in the zone.
What are you worried about? I'm in the zone, man!
You
are in the zone.
On a Friday afternoon.
You like that, don't you?
Yes, I love that. Brand new.
Oh, yeah, George,
home.
Like that, George?
That's awesome.
George of the Jungle in the house here in Blast and Brew, and he's been here a million times because he's Mr. Clovis.
Yeah,
how do you like this place?
This place is great. Well, pour your own beer.
Well,
you have a car. It's awesome.
Hey, this is like the ultimate man room.
Yeah.
If you guys are, if you've never been down here before,
cold.
That's a great point right there. If you haven't been here, you got 85 TVs that play any game you want to watch.
And you got a
and
card
you
can
go get your own
you
beer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The question is, though, I'm Italian. Do they have Italian beer here?
I think I saw some.
Okay, good.
There.
What's a Piro or what's the name of that beer?
I'm not sure.
You don't even drink beer.
I don't even know. I just was asking. Right here, we got some beer.
Oh, we got a DBA?
We got a DBA.
We have lots of DBAs. Thank you.
Well, we're here at Blast and Brew, our new home on Friday afternoons. We're either going to be usually 3:30 to 5:30 or 4 to 6 because Brent Fresno State Baseball comes in afterwards. Old Town Clovis,
right down
Pulaski, down. We got right now in front of us, we're going to have some pony races or something going on, right? So we got that going on, and come on down here in Old Town Clovis.
But what a great way, I'm going to stick you on that, George, on that pony. What a great way to start the weekend here in downtown Clovis.
Beautiful.
And we've got the Clovis Cougars playing for the section.
Championship.
Central Section Championship, Nick.
Yeah.
Central Section
Championship. Central Section. We're no more Valley Championship.
That. Yeah. Central you know? Section. That's cool. That's right.
Well, we got an updated score. Division 5 section championship. See, that if you're not in the big boy division, you're a Division 5. Yeah, after two innings, it's Liberty Madera Ranchos 1, Minarets Mustangs 1. How about Minarets this year beating, at the time, the number one team in the section, Clovis North?
That pitcher threw a real good game, shut him out.
Aaron Hall.
Clovis North didn't hit very well that day. And stuck up and bit him. Anybody in this section.
He's got a heater now. I mean, Hall's got a heater up there on the hill, Nick. I mean, he's pitching the ball real well. He pitched all year. What happens to Minarets next year?
Could be a rebuilding year, right?
Usually that's what
happens. Well, let's introduce the man himself, George. I call him George of the Jungle. I've known him for a long, long time. George Chandler, of course, longtime assistant with James Patrick, who's going to be coaching his final game tomorrow night.
And his final practice today, too. Think
wow.
about that.
Oh,
his
my.
Final practice.
755 wins.
Yeah, 756. Isn't that Hank Aaron?
Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. James Patrick and Hank Aaron.
We'll be tied. I'm going to get a photo of them together. But eight section championships.
One at Memorial.
So nine for him. They're going for 10 for James, 9 at Clovis,
mm-hmm.
and you were involved with all of them.
Every single one.
Wow. Let's give the quick scoop from George of the Jungle for everybody.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and Nick for doing everything you guys do for high school sports. Kids don't see their names in the paper anymore, and it wasn't for you guys. They wouldn't hear or see anything. You guys are just so unbelievable for this valley when it comes to high school sports. And it's just not football, baseball, basketball. It's the girls, the swimming, the swimmer you had on today. It's just unbelievable what you guys do. We're going doing the games tonight, and
we're also giving away
so much.
Well,
for what
thanks,
you guys
Georgie.
Do for this valley. That's
why
huge.
George is my best buddy.
Write him the check later on. Or you no wait. There's no more checks, right? You got to bump your phones or something.
But
seriously, Nick. Like I mean, we're thinking about you earlier. You speak about that, and how true is that? But you know, Nick's everywhere where there's good food.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why he's chosen. Find him out in Carruthers. They got good tri-tip sandwiches in Carruthers. Every time you hear him do a football game, they got this, and they take care of me here. I got a shirt here. And so he's starting to gravitate and say,
that
hey,
wrong?
That's where I'm going to start spending my time.
I'm also giving away some Giant tickets today at 5:30. If you want to win Giant tickets, get on over here, put your name in the box.
Yeah, $65. Rockies Giants.
How about that?
How about the A's? You got the A's, San Francisco, a little bit.
Oh, they have the A's right next to it. Yeah. Oh, two different games there. Sweet.
George, you can put your name in the hat. You might pull it off.
If you're lucky, Nick will take them from you, put them in his pocket, and give them to you later.
So, George, let's talk about it. So, at the beginning of the year, I looked back at my predictions, and I had Buchanan beating Frontier. I was off. But I have Frontier in the championship.
Yeah,
because I thought Buchanan, but they had some issues with their coaching staff. They're in and out. I was even thinking about the Clovis Cougars, because at the beginning of the year, you were young. You had, your pitchers were unproven. But you, after the Easter break, during Easter, got hot.
You know, James always puts a very tough schedule together. It's he doesn't give up. He's a grinder. He practices every day. We practice with a purpose. Every single day practice, there's game situations, things are going on. It's just, at the beginning of the year, it was rough. They you know, we opened up against Frontier and got beat. We're seeing the same guy tomorrow, the lefty. James, he beat us in the playoffs last year, and he said, I've heard him say this more than once. He's going, that guy's beating him. I'm playing him the very first game next year. Yeah, and he got after it, and we saw some really good pitching, and then in the Easter Classic, we see three guys that are touching 90, and we got hot at the right time.
So as you're trying to navigate through the weather.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how many games were postponed during that?
And even tomorrow. Yeah. But, George, tell everyone about James Patrick, because when I see him, he's a stand-up comedian. How competitive is he at practice and in the games?
He hates to lose. Absolutely. He one of his favorite lines that he tells the kids, we didn't lose yesterday. We just ran out of innings. I've heard that so many times. He is such a competitor. He does not give up on his kids. He loves his kids. He loves his team. He just does not give up. He will not give in. He's going to come out. He's going to come out on top. And we're going to come out on top tomorrow. It's going to be an exciting night tomorrow. Well, it's going to be afternoon now, but I can't wait.
Who's on the hill? Who's giving the score?
I think Zach Jimenez.
Well, tomorrow everyone's going to pitch, right?
It's Johnny Wilstaff, but and I think Beal. I think he only threw like maybe 74 pitches, so he's available to go.
So I think if you're looking on paper, Clovis has to be the favorite because Frontier had to go 11 innings. They beat Rigetti 2-1, but they threw their ace. And then they had to throw everyone they could. To get on the bus.
Their ace went 8 or 9.
Yeah,
Then they brought the left-hander in. We're going to see who beat us earlier in the year and beat us in the playoffs last year. He's good. He's polished.
But how much different is Clovis Cougars right now compared to day
one? It's a whole different ball game.
And why
is that? My son coaches
Storm
on the team.
Chandler, love him.
It was frustrating. They couldn't hit. They couldn't play defense. They were in a lot of games. They could hit a little bit. They could hit a little bit more than they thought they could. But defense was shaky. James Patrick's teams are really pitching and defensively sound. They just happened to start catching the ball, start throwing the ball, and then all of a sudden they start hitting. And they got hot right at the Easter time. 12 track games were already done. They only had four track games when they were done. So 11 track games. They had two series when they came back.
Those kids playing hard for him out there.
Oh, they're playing. One of the toughest was when we all knew James was going to retire, but when he told the team, I wasn't there, but, I know quite a few guys on the staff, it was heart-wrenching. The kids just go, wow, no. And these kids look up to Coach. And they've been in the program forever. And they just... They're leaving everything out on on that field for him.
Well, go ahead, Nick.
No, I was just going to say, we talked about the feeder schools and how that works and how much time it takes a successful coach, regardless if it's baseball or another sport. When those coaches are successful, I know all the transfers that go on anymore. I mean, I don't even keep track of that stuff. But if you've got a good feeder program, it's going to take a head coach's involvement all the way down to when that starts.
Yeah.
And then that's a year-round job for some of these people. And, I commend him for that because he's one of, he essentially, you think about it, he built a lot of the Valley baseball. A lot of coaches that are out there came through him.
Look at history.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Everywhere.
What I do know when I see Little League over at Clovis and James Patrick shows up, he's like LeBron James. That's Coach Patrick. Pick it up. Let's go. So they all know him.
Yeah, our summer camps, our Christmas camps have been going on. I remember one year it was I mean, it was like 22 degrees outside. I mean, I grew like 4 inches. There was so much ice on the field. We're out there getting it going with those young Cougars. But it's they'll be done right about 4th of July, maybe a weekend, maybe about the middle of July, and then they pick it up right back when school starts.
Yeah, I love about James Patrick and all you guys at Clovis. You love the multi-sport athletes.
Oh, we have to have them at Clovis High. We have to share. Yeah.
So if a coach doesn't share, how does that work? There was rumors that some guys didn't like that.
Yeah, it does not go well over at Clovis High. But most of the coaches, they all share their athletes. Like Matt Sanchez, you know, he's a really good athlete. Going to Fresno State now, going to be a wide receiver. Played football, soccer, and then he comes out late with us.
You know, Nick Anderson's a big basketball guy. Clovis has not been a basketball school.
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. They've had some. Jones was, he was good.
I don't know. I like Jones. I think Jones was a good coach.
He was a really good coach.
And they didn't give him some time to kind of do his thing. But I think that they have, not to get on basketball because that's not what we're talking about, but just real quickly, I think John Hines is gonna. I mean, I think he's a dedicated individual. Yes. One of those guys that we talked about earlier. He is going to be there from sun up to sundown. And he'll do what he can to get those feeder systems going, and it's a matter of time.
And they do have those feeder, all those little hoops that are back there. They have little hoopsters, and they play all year round. Those AA guys.
Look at that pretty white dog across the street. Wow, we got a choo-choo train right here going in. This is great to be outside. We're talking with George Chandler. I call him George of the Jungle.
Well, you call everybody's names George of the Jungle.
No.
No?
No, George Petrosan is I call him the Big Bear.
Oh.
I call George of the Jungle. My phone's blown up. They want to know who's going to be the next James Patrick at Clovis.
Wow.
Pressure's on.
They have been very hush-hush about that.
Mike Sosa wants it.
So not one of his kids.
I would love to see either one of those two get that program. Scott Chart and the pitching coach.
They grew up with that program, right?
They grew up in it. I would love to see either one of those kids get that programming and keep us going. Is Clovis going to go outside? Who are you going to get better than James Patrick outside?
Well, Mike Sosa wants it. Okay. Dave Roberts of the Dodgers is thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I'm just saying.
Nick Papagni wants it.
Nick Papagni.
You know, I thought about that about how many years ago. We actually sat down and talked about that.
But
said, "I want to be on the radio."
They'll put probably a nation out.
That's going to be.
Like they do.
I think people are going to be. That program is so well oiled. It's going to be so important to get to try to find that right person. But there's going to be plenty of names. I'm sure they've already thrown their name in the hat. But to try to come in,
that's
going to be difficult.
Well, you're talking about the top program in the last 30 years,
easily,
right?
Easily, by far. Who's
state that? Best in the state? Best in the valley? What are we looking at?
By far one of the best teams in the state and one of the best programs at all in the country.
How many national championships?
One.
Yeah.
Two. Excuse me. Two.
You have two.
Two.
Yeah.
We had two. Three state titles. In 14, we won the state. We're one out away from winning that tournament in North Carolina. We win that, we're probably national champions again.
Yeah, I remember that.
We lost in the bottom.
Okay, George Chandler, people are asking me, 2017... Buchanan was a heavy favorite.
Yeah.
And we broadcasted that game on the radio from Rawhide Stadium. On the pass ball wild pitch.
Okay, Jorgensen hit a leadoff double.
Yep.
Then I think we got a strikeout, and then a ground ball got him over the third. And
wait a minute. Is Storm coaching third at the time?
Storm's at
so
third.
So you probably said anything in the dirt,
in
you got to go.
Yeah, be alive. Anything in the dirt. And Jorgie was very, very fast, very aggressive. Athlete, a really good athlete. He was at third. They made a pitching change. King, I think it was a 1-1 pitch to, and he spiked it and rolled maybe 6-7 feet away from Fresno and
head first.
And head first, wasn't even close.
That was one of my greatest calls in baseball history. I saw it coming.
Still have it on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta have Nick.
I want to play it. I want to listen to it.
That would be awesome because that's. I remember that because Buchanan beat you guys three or four times.
Yeah, they beat us all three times.
All three times, but I remember walking in the stadium, Nick. I saw both teams. Buchanan thought they already had it won. Clovis was hungry, and I said, I told Matt Johnson, I go, Clovis is going to win tonight. Look at how hungry they are. Buchanan came in a little cocky. I got to tell you, Bears, never disrespect the Cougars. That's what I said. And then they want to know, too, phone's blowing up. Well, who was the best team you coached in all those years?
Oh, wow.
Isn't that, that's a Vance Wahlberg question when I asked basketball.
14. 17 was so special because 17, our last Valley Championship, every single kid is a Clovis High feeder school kid.
George
that
likes
was
that.
Huge.
There's no transfers. They're all Clovis
Cougars.
They're
all Clovis Cougars. Came through the system. The only two people in the whole entire system, that's even the JV coaches, the freshman coaches, the only two people that didn't go to Clovis High was myself and Patrick. Yeah, so that was special. 98, 97, wow. Then 2001, 2 and 3, Miller, Bumate. Bumate's 98, Miller, Pierce, those guys, I mean.
Nick, is that amazing about coaching? George can go back year to year and tell you situations.
I'm sitting here smiling right now because it's pretty cool. I'm not a Valley guy, right? So I'm transplanted here, but I've been here a long time, but I respect the tradition that these schools have, and it's cool to sit down and listen to some of these teams of that in the past and be able to kind of rattle off players and where are they today and what did they end up doing and all those things that you're talking about, regardless of you talk about Clovis, you talk about the feeder programs. I think that's cool. I think you can talk about teams, and it's even more special when teams come up with no transfers than they do when they have transfers.
They
no question about it.
The Matchams of the world and the Marriotts. I mean, it was just Christensen's. It was just.
But nobody transferred back then either.
No. You played for the area you lived in.
When you were growing up, you had a picture of a Clovis Cougar on your wall, and you went to the games. By the way, your parents took you to the games.
Those days are over.
Days are over. Now your parents are the one transferring, not the kid.
Yeah. Kid doesn't even know he's leaving.
No, exactly.
Where am I going tomorrow, Dad? We're going down here.
They didn't even know they got to college either.
We're talking with George Chandler from the Clovis Cougars tomorrow. Now, the game time has changed. If you show up at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, it might be wet. But it's scheduled to 4:30, I believe, 4:30 at Pete Biden Field, Frontier in Clovis, because there's a big storm coming in. And I can't believe we're talking. You think this is January. We're talking storm. It's the middle of May. It's unbelievable.
That's going to get some spring rain.
Are you calling that game tomorrow?
Yes, we are. Yes, we're planning on it. Fresno State is changing their game time to 1 o'clock. My question, George, you've been here in the Valley for a long time, is why aren't people going to Fresno State baseball games?
Wow.
Because you go to a Clovis Buchanan game, there's 3,500 people out there. You go to Fresno State, there's 150 people.
Yeah, 200 people, yeah.
Why?
And he has Valley kids playing. Yeah. He has quite a few Valley kids playing. Too cold? Because, you know, they start, college baseball starts in February.
Okay, that's one. I'm going to write that in.
It could be cold.
Okay.
But it does shoot down the theory about recruiting more local kids that we discussed about football or even basketball.
And,
right?
And Mike does he recruits a lot of high school kids.
Well, Fairview Kid was.
Why wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
Baseball is the best sport in the Valley. By far. Yeah.
Yeah, by far.
So if there's 20 guys on the roster that are local, I mean, there's still plenty of local guys. And I just don't think the school spirit is dead at Fresno State.
Yeah, I don't know.
You go to a Clovis game and you see all the kids there.
And basketball, same way. The kids get in free. Yeah. There's no one there.
They're doing anything they can to get them in there. We talked about the kids are getting in free, but they're driving 45 minutes to go home because that commuter campus is really what Fresno State's all about right now.
No, Gianna was in sorority. They lived across pitching wedge away.
You're talking about a small amount of kids,
okay,
though, Nick.
But they still never went. They had free tickets, but they didn't know when the games were.
You got to serve hot dogs and beer.
There you go.
Okay? You got to have hot dogs and beer.
But the football team does well. But
it's a different world.
It's a whole different world. It's, you know, it's
everyone
Saturday
wants
night.
Football.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand why no one's going to baseball or basketball.
Basketball, I know. It's a shame because it's good. It's very good baseball.
Well, you know why. I mean, when they put the students in Save Mart Center, we've talked about this a million times, they've got them shoved up in the end zone back there, and all the great seats are occupied by people who don't even go to the games.
Yeah, and they're old.
Corporate. Yeah, they're staying. Or they're watching, like you said, they're watching it on TV, or their granddaughter decided they were going to stream it for them, showed them how to stream the game, so they don't want to go down there. So how do you entice those people? We've talked about this over and over again, and we haven't come to any kind of a conclusion on what would work.
Well, let's talk baseball.
Zion Williams show up, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Hey,
yeah,
there you
like
go.
That.
There you go.
Yeah, land somebody like that.
Well, if John Calipari was the head coach,
yeah.
Well, that's when he'd show up, though. You'd have to have the coach, and then he'd show up. Right?
Well, let's talk about tonight. We got right now Liberty Madera Ranchos is taking on Minarets. Let's see what the latest score is now from Andy Lowe. It is 2-1, end of 3, Liberty leading. Liberty Madera Ranchos, last year they had 12 players on the team.
Yeah.
They ended up winning the section. Tonight, J.D. Sales of Memorial takes on David Cuellar and Sanger. Mm-hmm. You got Jacob Harrell on the mound.
Going to Fresno State.
Fresno State, big lefty. And I saw him throw. Who's going to win this game, and what are you thinking?
I'm hoping that's going to be a good game.
I know you're hoping.
I'm hoping, you know, J.D. pulls it out. J.D. and my son, they're roommates, and they're pretty tight. But I'm kind of hoping Memorial pulls that one out for you. And even for James, you know, that's his old school and everything, and keep this thing going. That's gonna be a really good baseball game.
Well, Sanger beat him 2 out of 3 this year. Yeah. I know it means nothing right now, and I picked back in February Memorial would beat Sanger tonight.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But you know, I'm gonna stick with it because I can't change my game plan back then. But I think it's gonna be a good one. Big crowd.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think the whole town of Sanger shows up.
Yeah, whole town Sanger, whole Memorial.
Memorial will have a pretty good crowd following on them, too.
They should. Yeah. And then a lot of baseball fans from Liberty Madera Ranchos hanging around.
So what does that do for Memorial? I mean, that's a section championship if they win. That's in baseball. They won the section championship in basketball.
Well, let's think about this. Do you want to talk about a streak? Back-to-back in basketball, back-to-back in football, back-to-back in girls basketball, back-to-back in baseball. Golf team is back to back. They're on a run.
They're on a good run.
I've never seen anything like it.
That's pretty special over there.
Yeah. It really is.
But they must have really good feeder programs.
Yeah.
What are you getting at, Nick?
I didn't say a thing. I just said they must do a really good job with those feeder programs.
Hey, listen, if I coached the Memorial, I'd have billboards all over town. Yeah. It would just come on in and be a Memorial Panther.
They do, don't they?
I would. Why not? What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. That's just the way things are. I mean, just going back, I mean, I you know, most of the kids that are there probably didn't have the poster we talked about of the Clovis Cougar on the wall when they were growing up. But that's okay. It's a new era. So it is what it is. You got to adapt. You evolve or you die. You evolve or you die.
Exactly like the dinosaur.
Well, they're evolving because they figured it out. Memorial is on a roll right now.
I agree.
That's really good.
So, I mean, football's right around the corner. They're going to be loaded again, it looks like.
They lost the bat. How good would have been basketball if the kid didn't take off for
that'll be a good point.
I think they're going to be – I honestly think that they're going to be – you know, they're going to be fine in league. They might not be playing in these crazy tournaments that they played in last year, but the kids that they have there on that team will probably end up playing better as a group than they did when they had that other kid.
Green, that kid was good.
Is Braxton Mia coming back?
Well, that's the question. I don't know if they could find another some eligibility or something like that.
It's only 7 feet.
I know.
Might have heard. I mean, 7-footer in high school basketball. We do have giant tickets for the next few minutes if you want to come on down. We're talking with George Chandler. So I'm hearing some commercials. Does that mean we're off? What does that mean?
No, we're rolling. Keep rolling.
We're rolling. We're almost done. Coming up next, Paul Loeffler, Fresno State Baseball. So what's the score tomorrow, George, before we get out of here?
Cougars, I think they're going to have to they're going to pitch, and they're going to hit a little bit. I'm looking 6-3 Cougs.
That sounds about right. Nick, great job. I want to thank Vivian.
I'm in on the Cougs, too. Yeah.
I picked them away.
I want to see. I think somebody's looking down. They want to see Coach Patrick go out that way, and I don't mean anything in disrespect to anybody else. He deserves that, and I hope he gets it.
We want to thank Janessa Jasso and, of course, Claire Tuggle for joining us today. Blast and Brew will be here next Friday afternoon. We will see you at Bulldog Diamond or at Fresno State Baseball, Pete Biden Field. We got some giant tickets we're going to give away right now. We're going to do them on the air. What are we doing?
Yeah, we got to
go.
We got to go?
Huh? Oh, we're at 10 Tavern next week, right down the road. We are a traveling bunch. Have a great weekend, everybody. Coming up next, Fresno State Baseball. Let's see. The winner is?
Valerie Carrillo. Valerie Carrillo.
Going to the Giant game.
Going to the Giants and the A's. Giants and the A's on May 20th.
Remember,
we got one more to give away. One more to give away. And it is Roseanne McSpadden.
Okay.
Roseanne McSpadden.
Congratulations.
You're on the air. You're listening to us. You're going to the Giants and the Rockies on June 26th.
Tomorrow we'll have Clovis Frontier Baseball at 940 ESPN following Fresno State Baseball. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week at 10 Tavern. Nick Anderson, great job. You've been listening to 940 ESPN.
The Valley's local sports
leader. And as Matt says,
get the game!